It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why does it sometimes feel like you're living your life against a wall? As like you can't move forward. And if you do, you have to take several steps backwards before you can move forward again. There are moments when it just seems like you're caught in an annoying loop. However, all of that is going to change as of right now. I'm going to reveal to you what has been preventing you from moving forward, enabling you to end this depressing cycle and clear the way for the blessings you have been obstructing. In the tremendous name of Jesus, I'm also going to recite a strong prayer with you. Please watch through to the conclusion and be open to receiving the blessings of this prayer. God's blessings can appear so elusive at times. It's as like some benefits are just out of reach, no matter how hard you try. Why then does it seem so difficult? Why does life feel like an endless maze at times? The solution, my friend, is often in our decisions. It may surprise you to learn that there are decisions to be made regarding what to eat, where to travel, what to dress, and other matters in a world full of limitless alternatives. The most important decision we still need to make is between good and evil, though. You must make a decision. You have the option. Verses 19 to 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 30 state this: I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, and I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you. Thus choose life, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his words, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the duration of your days, and that you may live for yourself and your descendants. This text from the Bible informs us that making the proper decisions is crucial. Our decisions don't only impact us, they also impact others. According to the scripture, choosing good over evil will result in God's blessings and a better life for us. We'll examine today how evil not only keeps us from God, but also prevents us from receiving the rewards that are intended for us. Everyone wants to be blessed in life. The list includes good health, happiness, wealth, financial stability, and harmonious relationships with friends and family. But in order to enjoy these benefits, we have to face the fact that, in a world full of hazards and temptations, we have to choose to follow God and choose good over evil. So let's simplify this. I'm going to raise awareness today on how bad things or poor decisions can be preventing you from receiving blessings and how to prevent them. As a result, I won't just point out the problems. Instead, I'll let us realize that we have the ability to make choices that will allow blessings to enter our life again by avoiding evil. I want to start by having us examine the allure of temptation. I know it, you know it, we all know it. Temptation. We always feel drawn into something we know deep down is wrong, like a powerful magnet. Why is that? One would wonder. Why is it sometimes so enticing to do the wrong thing? In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, the Bible states it clearly. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. This means that temptation affects everyone equally and without distinction. Regardless of age, upbringing, or religion, everyone must deal with it. That's the thing about temptation, friends. You could think of it as an equal opportunity derailer of life. This implies that it has the ability to seduce people from all walks of life and divert them from their intended path. We all encounter this challenge, and in order to clear the way to our benefits, we must consciously choose to overcome it. The tough issue is that, when we give in to temptation, it usually feels fantastic right away. Everyone has experienced the momentary rush of indulgence. That's precisely the situation. Transient pleasure can eclipse long-term benefits. Regretfully, we frequently wait until it's too late to recognize this trade-off. Let us consider the biblical account of Esau, contained in the book of Genesis, chapters 25 and 27. Giving in to his instant hunger, he exchanged his birthright, his long-term blessing, for a bowl of stew. Is that something you can envision? The loss was irreversible, but the satisfaction arrived quickly. It was, in fact, a devastating trade-off, giving up a promising future for a little period of comfort. Therefore, we must take into account that the consequences of making poor decisions are not only transient, but rather have a much longer-lasting impact on our life than we may have realized.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Correct decision could seem like a little diversion, but it could end up being a lifetime diversion. There are some sins that have long-lasting effects on us. Is that not the case? Simply consider it for a brief moment. Let's examine the enduring effects in the narrative of King David and Bathsheba. David cheated on Bathsheba, and then set up her husband Uriah's death in combat to hide the pregnancy that arose from their liaison. Chapters 11 and 12 of the book of 2 Samuel contain this tale. Even though David eventually expressed regret, his family's life and his own were forever changed by the repercussions of his actions. His first child with Bathsheba passed away shortly after birth, and his family endured a string of misfortunes and internal strife, culminating in his son Absalom's revolt. This tale serves as an example of how, even if we are capable of forgiving others and receiving forgiveness ourselves, the effects of some misdeeds can occasionally persist and show themselves in different forms for a long time. Recognize that temptation can sometimes masquerade as other things. It's not always the obvious bad decision. It can occasionally appear as a quicker path to achievement or a simpler path to happiness. However, be aware that taking quick cuts frequently results in lengthy delays, particularly when seeking blessings spiritually. And sometimes, doing something that seems like a shortcut to the hard job ends up costing us far more. Furthermore, we must remember that temptation frequently strikes when we are most vulnerable. It feeds off our weaknesses. When Jesus was fasting and physically weak in the desert, he was tempted, but he resisted because he saw the wider picture and knew that the momentary agony was worth the everlasting benefits. How, therefore, can we resist the allure of temptation? The first step is awareness. Recognize your weaknesses and what tempts you. Knowing your flaws gives you an advantage in half of the fight. Accountability is the next stage. It's easier to avoid temptation when you know someone is observing and will likely inquire, "Did you do the right thing today?" This individual might be a mentor, a family member, or a friend. The greatest person to find this person in your life, someone who will keep you accountable without passing judgment, is you. In addition to responsibility and awareness, avoidance is a tactic. Avoiding temptation altogether is sometimes the wisest course of action. It is wiser to stay away from circumstances where you know you'll be tempted if you know that visiting those locations or spending time with those people will put you in danger. This is how Proverbs 4:14-15 phrased it: "Do not follow the way of evil men, nor enter into the path of the wicked. Steer clear of it, don't pass by it, turn away, and die." Furthermore, arm yourself with God's word. Scripture can act as a barrier against temptation, so make advantage of it. Jesus, when tempted by Satan in the wilderness, gives a great example of how to use Scripture to resist temptation in Matthew 4:3-4. Jesus answered by referencing Scripture, notably from Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, saying, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Satan had asked him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." So let's follow Jesus' example and empower ourselves with the word. Let's now examine our second point. Be aware of the negative consequences of bad decisions. You must realize that, like a stone tossed into a pond, our decisions have an impact that extends beyond us. The Bible tells us in Galatians 6-7, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap." This scripture emphasizes the global truth of sowing and reaping, which is not limited to the individual making the decision. A poor choice you make today could have an impact on your friends, family, and even complete strangers. There are occasions when these effects go beyond our immediate social circle and impact entire generations. You read correctly. Generations. The decisions we make now could set our children and grandkids up for success or hardship in the future. A bad decision can have a lasting effect, much as how one bad apple can ruin the entire barrel. Despite his reputation as a man after God's own heart, King David's decision with Bathsheba caused family strife and widespread unrest. We may not be the only ones who suffer if we let ourselves make bad decisions. We run the danger of setting people back and causing them to fall into the same traps that we did. Our deeds have the power to either illuminate the path ahead or cast them in the dark. Remember too that you get the benefits of your seeds many times over, rather than just once. One poor decision can lead to a host of issues, not just for you, but also for those who are close to you. To completely appreciate the significance of our decisions, we must acknowledge the enormity of this knock-on effect. What then can we do to prevent this? Think first. Put another way, consider your options carefully before choosing. Think about how it might affect people around you in addition to how it impacts you. Will this decision make your children proud? Will it strengthen the bond between you and your partner, or will it drive a wedge? The possession of a strong moral compass is the second step. This is your North Star, your compass, which will assist you in making choices that reflect your ideals rather than your impulses. Consider the long term as well. Consider how decisions will impact not only your own future, but also the futures of those around you before making them, rather than just the short-term gain. Some of us are blatantly self-centered. We solely consider our own interests. But things will be different from now on, right? Praise be to God. From now on, we will consider the impact of our decisions on other people. Permit me to briefly discuss this minor matter. Please quit blaming yourself for mistakes when you have made the incorrect decisions. It's not an error. An error is more often an accident, such as spilling coffee, missing a turn, or forgetting an appointment. These are not choices, they are blunders. However, calling an intentional decision you know is wrong as a mistake absolves you of accountability. You went down a particular route because of a decision you made, and decisions have repercussions, unlike unintentional errors, which are simple to fix or accept responsibility for. Therefore, own up to your mistakes if you ever make them. You cannot, for instance, cheat and then claim that it was an error. Saying it's an error is essentially lying, not being truthful. Therefore, rather of blaming yourself, address the problem directly, accept responsibility, and draw lessons from it. Sometimes you can avoid accepting the fact that you made a bad decision by brushing it off as an error. Recognizing it as a decision puts you in a better position to reflect on why you chose that course of action in the first place, offer yourself forgiveness, and improve your future trajectory. In the end, you'll be in a better position to steer clear of that specific poor choice in the future. This leads us to the wall of separation, which is the third point. We erect walls when we commit sin or evil. And no, I'm not referring to actual walls here. Rather, I'm referring to walls that stand between us and God and our benefits. Isaiah 59:2-4 warns us, saying, "But your crimes have veiled his face from you so that he will not hear." It's tempting to believe that our decisions have no consequences, especially when we don't notice them right away. However, every decision to commit sin or evil adds one more brick to that wall. In addition to dividing us, evil distorts our perception. This mist of poor decisions hides the blessings that could be in our direct line of sight. It's similar to attempting to see through a dirty window. While you might be able to see a portion of what's beyond, you won't be able to take in the entirety of the breathtaking scene that God has prepared for you. As we construct these walls with our decisions, we can discover that they not only obstruct blessings, but also imprison us in our errors. These walls have the potential to become a haven of regret, guilt, and lost chances. This can have a crushing weight. Furthermore, keep in mind that these walls are rarely silent. Instead, they frequently speak loudly in our lives through tension, worry, and the ongoing doubt about our value and purpose. The walls we have erected between ourselves and our blessings are the direct cause of the emotional and spiritual turmoil we are currently experiencing. What then is the remedy for this? How can these walls be torn down? Begin with some meditation and prayer. Spiritual walls are brought down with constant, sincere conversation with God, much like physical walls are taken down brick by brick. Reconciliation is the second phase. If you have caused harm to someone, make amends. Go back to God's path if you have strayed from it. Demolish those barriers and make room for all the benefits that God desires to bestow upon you. Consider making amends and praying before, if at all feasible, doing an act of restitution. Try your hardest to put things right if your actions have caused someone actual pain. This can be paying back money that was taken or expressing regret in public for making a defamatory comment. This act of reparation is frequently the last stone to be pulled down in the wall's collapse. Seek out wise counsel as well. Sometimes it's impossible to tear down walls on your own. Godly counsel is frequently the sledgehammer you require. The power of redemption is our last point. There is good news, despite the rather gloomy picture I've drawn so far. It's called redemption. Whatever decisions you have made, God's grace is greater. Romans 5-8 makes the profound assurance that it is never too late to turn around. It reads, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Repentance leads to blessings being restored. Examine the tale of Zacchaeus, the notoriously dishonest tax collector. Jesus had a profoundly transformative experience for Zacchaeus. Acknowledging his poor decisions, he expressed regret and pledged to make up for his wrongdoings four times over. Jesus proclaimed that his home had found redemption. Zacchaeus' contrition resulted in his own redemption, as well as the return of rewards in the shape of heavenly favor and acceptance by the society. Similar to this, we allow benefits to re-enter our lives when we choose to repent of our wrongdoings. Redeeming yourself is a process rather than a one-time thing to remember. It entails making decisions every day to perform and be better. The Apostle Paul speaks about working out our salvation in a trembling and fearful way. This highlights the fact that redemption is an ongoing process and a lifelong journey. Furthermore, redemption entails a new duty. It's also to assist others in returning home. It is our responsibility to assist others in turning away from wickedness when we have personally experienced the grace and blessings that follow. Our mission is to illuminate others' paths by shining our light on the planet. So, how do you personally feel about the power of salvation? Repentance is the initial intentional decision to turn away from wickedness. It involves more than just feeling bad about what you did. It also involves making the decision to never do it again. After you've made that decision, actively participate in doing good. Perhaps start by mending a damaged relationship, provide a helping hand to a stranger, or even just help a neighbor. Continue to study after you have engaged in active repentance and participation. Examine the Bible, interact with inspirational materials, such as our daily Jesus devotionals, and surround yourself with like-minded individuals who will support you in your spiritual journey. And how about you testify to the impact of redemption in your life by sharing your journey? In this manner, it is clear that your story could be a beacon of hope for someone else facing comparable challenges. We are assured that individuals who deliberately follow the road of righteousness will experience an abundance of blessings. The words, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful," are found in Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. However, the Lord's commandment brings him joy, and he thinks about it all day and night. He will resemble a tree planted by waterways, bearing fruit in due season, its leaves remaining green, and all he attempts to accomplish will succeed. So, ultimately, It's up to you. Will you welcome the coming redemption, or will you keep being stuck in the decisions that keep you from receiving your blessings? Turning away from evil and clearing the road to your blessings is something you can do at any time. We unlock previously impenetrably closed doors by turning away from sin. We let abundance, grace, and peace overflow into our lives, improving not only our own paths, but also the lives of everyone we come into contact with. Let's stay on this course, letting the blessings come to us and go out to the world via us. Let us now go in prayer to the Lord, everyone within the range of my voice. To get all of this prayer's blessings, I would like you to pray it alongside me. Let's offer up prayers. Heavenly Father, you are magnificent and above my comprehension in your greatness. You are our kind and loving God. I thank you for your unending love and all of the blessings you bestow upon me every day. I confess my faults and transgressions. Father God, pardon me for my transgressions as I pardon those who have transgressed against me. I beg your pardon for the times I gave in to temptation and made poor decisions that hindered my blessings and had an impact on people around me. Lord, please guide me away from temptation and save me from all evil, including the enemy's snares, dark forces, and destruction. I chastise any evil force and demonic influence that would divert me from your pure path in the name of Jesus. Lord, please give me the discernment to see my shortcomings and the guts to put righteousness ahead of instant enjoyment. Father, may my decisions reflect your will and benefit everyone around me as well as myself. I declare that every wall in my life will fall, just like the walls of Jericho did, in the name of Jesus. I proclaim that barriers will no longer separate me from you and your gifts. May you, Lord, revitalize my soul and align me with your holy plan. I ask Father God to heal me in all aspects of my life. I declare that the wounds from my bad decisions have been healed from my mind, body, and soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, please cure those who have been harmed, bereaved, or in suffering as a result of poor choices I have made. Lord, I beg you to use your almighty power to mend and rebuild my connections. May you keep me and my loved ones safe and grant us your grace, serenity, and love. Lord, I ask that you pour out many blessings onto us. Keep us safe under your protective wings and protect us from the enemy's snares. May your Holy Spirit lead me and give me the wisdom to correctly distinguish between good and wrong. Gracious Lord, I thank you for all the hearts that are now humbled before you as I pray in front of everyone listening. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for redemption and the return of lost blessings. Lord, please help us to recognize the ways that point to your goodness and plenty so that we won't obstruct the gifts you have in store for us. We declare victory over all barriers and difficulties that have been preventing us from receiving our benefits in the name of Jesus, with complete confidence that your grace and favor are now freely flowing towards us. We declare victory in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for granting us kindness and mercy throughout our entire lives. I'm grateful that you heard my plea and responded. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, Amen. Please enter the word Amen in the space provided for comments if this message has blessed you. In the name of Jesus, I announce that you are now blessed with every outcome of this prayer. By clicking the like button and forwarding the video to a friend or family member you know could benefit from this prayer, you can assist us in reaching more people and sharing the gospel. In addition, don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more heartwarming and spirit-uplifting videos. We are grateful to everyone who helps us. You are fortunate to be a blessing. If you would want us to bring your prayer request before God for your blessings and triumph, kindly post it in the comments below. We also extend an invitation to other believers worldwide and on the YouTube platform to join us in prayer for you right now. Furthermore, we want you to know that you are still prayed for even if you don't receive a response to your request for prayer. You can be confident that we are fervently bringing every request that aligns with God's desire to His attention. We think that prayer has the ability to guide, heal, and provide consolation in line with God's perfect plan. Join us in prayer as we stand in faith. Glory be to God alone. I pray that you all experience the grace and serenity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.